We begin the current daf from Sefer Yuma, daf Pei Vav. We begin on the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. We begin four lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah told us regarding the idea of Kapar of Atonement, that there are different levels, gradations, of the severity of a transgression requiring different levels of atonement. Now in that, the Mishnah told us that Tshuva, so to speak, the lowest of the levels is that tshuva, just repentance, mechaperes al averus kalis, that already provides the atonement for the lighter transgressions, which are al asei v'al lo asei, for transgressing a positive commandment and a negative prohibition. Now on that, the Gemara asks, now hashta al lo asei mechaperes, if tshuva, repentance, provides atonement for violating a negative prohibition, so al asei mebayah, do we have to say, including that, a positive commandment? If it's going to provide atonement for a negative transgression, which is more severe than a positive commandment, where a positive commandment, one doesn't even bring a karma chatas, whereas the loisa say, at least you have to bring a karma chatas, if tshuva provides atonement for that, wouldn't it be obvious that it provides atonement for a mitzvah say? Why would I have to go ahead and say that? So in that, Amar Rehuda, Rehuda says that hochikama. This is what the Mishnah was saying, and actually was saying loisase as a way of qualifying it and saying that alase va'aloisase shenitik lase, that it was telling us that tshuva provides an atonement only for a positive commandment and something that's in that category, which is a negative prohibition that could be rectified by doing a positive commandment. For example, if someone steals, he could rectify it by doing hashavas exil, returning that theft. That's called nitik lase. That's a type of a negative transgression which does not get malchus for the violation. That is what the Mishnah is teaching us, that even that is enough to be done with tshuva and that it doesn't need a higher level. So yes, of course, if you know lois asei, you know asei, but the reason why we said lois asei is to say that that's even in the category of repentance itself working, not in a higher level bracket lois asei, which is a complete lois asei which actually gets malchus. That is something that needs a higher level of atonement, that requires karbanas. What we're talking about is a lois asei hanitik lasei, that is also included in tshuva itself working with that. Now, that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Huda, are you saying that a complete negative transgression in the Torah, that tshuva itself will not be enough of an atonement, and one would actually have to get lashes or karbanas? But Reminu posed the following contradiction. It says, Elu hin kalas, the Brisa says, what are considered the lighter isurim, which we said that's what tshuva itself, repentance, will provide the atonement? Asei v'lois asei, a positive commandment if one violates, and a negative prohibition. We continue at the top of Pei Vav Min Alef. Chutz m'loy sisa, except for a very stringent lois asei in the Torah, which is called lois sisa, regarding someone who takes Hashem's name in vain. Now, the Gemara assumes now the reason why that's different than all other lois asei is that tshuva itself will not work, because the pasuk says explicitly lo yanaka, that atonement will, that he will not be cleansed from his sin just with tshuva. However, it sounds like every other lois asei is included in the mitzvahs kalas that tshuva itself will work. Not like the way Rav Yehuda said in interpreting our Mishnah, that the lois asei that tshuva itself works is only nitik lasei, not every lois asei. And that the Gemara answers, no, lois sisa v'chol dedamilei. What the Braisa means to say means lois sisa and all those which are similar to lois sisa, which is a full-fledged negative prohibition, all those are included that tshuva itself will not work. And it's only, again, lois sisa hanitik lasei that we're considering from the mitzvahs kalas that tshuva itself will provide an atonement. Again, the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here from the following brisa. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he says, Kol shuhu meloi sisa ulamata, whatever is from loi sisa and lower down, meaning all other negative prohibitions and positive commandments, tshuva mechaperes, repentance itself will provide an atonement. Meloi sisa ulamala, however, from loi sisa, which is a pretty severe avera of taking Hashem's name in vain, and above that, meaning more stringent, tshuva toila, then repentance itself will not work. It will just suspend the judgment. And the day of Yom Kippur itself will then together provide the atonement. So you see that lois sisa and above is what requires that tshuva itself will not work. But below that, which it seems like it's including every lois asei, tshuva itself will work. Now, again, not like Rav Yehuda. Again, the Gemara answers lois sisa b'chol d'damile. No, when we said lois sisa, we didn't mean just lois sisa. We used them as a paradigm for all negative prohibitions that are full-fledged. And that, what's below that, is a lois asei hanitik lasei, which is like a mitzvah to say that tshuva itself will work. Again, the Gemara says, Toshma, coming here right from the following braisa. Lefisha nema b'chayiv tshuva. Now, since it says by Har Sinai, repentance. Now, regarding that repentance, it says v'nake, that they will be cleansed. Now, this was talking about after the Jewish people did the sin of the golden calf, the Maisa Egel. Maisha Binu went up to daven for them, which the Gemara will shortly explain exactly what it is that was the outcome of that. So it says, v'nake, that they will be cleansed. Now, And you would think that the tshuva that the Jewish people did, that itself would provide an atonement, even for a negative prohibition like leisisa. That's what the pasuk teaches, that Hashem told them, but they will not be cleansed. And what's that? So it's saying they're cleansed for other sins, that tshuva itself will be mechaper. However, for other sins, greater sins, loyanaka, they will not be cleansed with this tshuva. Now, you would think that all other negative prohibitions will be the same as loisisa, that tshuva itself will not provide venake, rather will be in the category of loisisa, of loyanake. Tamaloyme eshmoy. That's what the pasuk there teaches there at the end, where it says that eshmoy, his name, shmoy hudein menake, Hashem's name is a sin that will not be cleansed with tshuva itself, which has a reference to loisisa. Of menake sharchi yuvelavin. However, it will cleanse all other negative prohibitions of the Torah, which is explicitly not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that, and that's how he answered all the other braises, is that leisisa doesn't mean just leisisa. It means full-fledged lavin, which get lashes, which get karbon chatas. However, that which is below it, and those which we're saying are leisa, say that our tshuva itself works, that is a leisa hanitik lase. But here we see clearly from this braisa that lo yinake will only be for leisisa, because it says eshmoy, his name. That's taking his name in vain. However, anything below that, which includes olchi v'lavin, we see tshuva itself does work. Again, not like the way Rabbi Yehuda interpreted in our Mishnah, when he was saying, why does it say asay and leisisa? If I know leisisa, I definitely know asay, is to say that it's a leisisa that will be enough for tshuva, which is a certain type, which is netigla asay. Here we see that, no, every leisisa, tshuva itself will provide an atonement. So now the Gemara says, you're right. But Tanoihi, it's a machlokes Tanoim. You're right that this braisa obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's a machlokes Tanoim regarding the status of regular lois assays that are not netigla assay, if true itself will work, or if it needs a higher level of atonement. The Tanoim in the braisa says, amat tshuva mechaperes, for what is tshuva itself repentance atonement for? Alasei v'alois assay shenitigla assay. So here you have a braisa, another Tanoim opinion, clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. So although the previous braisa is not like him, but it's a machlokes Tanoim, that tshuva is repentance for a negative prohibition only that can be rectified by doing a positive commandment to then fix it, like we said with Hashabbos Egzela. V'amat tshuva toila. Now, regarding what did we say that tshuva, repentance, only suspends judgment? V'yom kippur mechaper, but has to have also yom kippur to provide the atonement. That's al krisis, for things that a person's chayav karas. V'amisis bezin, things that a person gets killed in bezin. V'alois se gamer, and for a full-fledged negative prohibition, we see that it's the same as loisisa, again, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that their tshuva itself will not provide an atonement. So now that we resolved Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so the Gemara says, amma. So we had quoted in one of the previously mentioned braises that we said, lafisha nema b'chayiv v'nake, since we mentioned regarding the context of tshuva by the story of Har Sinai, when after the Jewish people had done the sin of the eagle, that through the tshuva that they did was v'nake, they're going to be cleansed. Now the Gemara asks, v'nolan. How do we know to interpret the pasuk of Anake that to be cleansed, that it was through tshuva, and lo yinake is that their tshuva itself will not work? How do we know that Anake is through tshuva? The Tanya Lina Braisa, Rabbi Laza says, it says in the pasuk, Anake and lo yinake. Now, ef shalom Anake, you cannot say that the person will be cleansed by tshuva, shekvan nema lo yinake, because it already says that he will not be cleansed. Now, v'yef shalom leyanaki, you can't say that the person that does the sin will not be cleansed. Shekvan namenaki, it already says that he will be cleansed. As we said, because it says naki loyanaki right next to each other. So, okay, so how do you resolve it? What is it? A person that does the sin will be cleansed or not? So that the answer is, like we said, menakahu l'shavim. The person will be cleansed by doing tshuva, v'ein menakah l'shein shavim. However, he will not be cleansed if he doesn't do tshuva. And that's what the pasuk is telling, Hashem is answering, that a person could be cleansed through tshuva. And that's what we're saying, that a regular loisa, say, according to that opinion, that braisa, will be cleansed just with tshuva. However, there's an exception of loyanake, obviously, if you don't do tshuva. And also, if it's a greater issur, like leisisa, which is eshemai, that requires a higher level of atonement, like Yom Kippur, and some things, even the day of death, as the Gemara will presently illustrate. Shol Ramasi ben Charish as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'Remes. Ramasi ben Charish asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when they were in Rome, Shemata arba chiluki kapar. Did you hear about the four different levels of atonement, which are split up in their atonement, each one requiring a different level of atonement? Shahayir b'shmol dairish, that Rabbi Shmuel had lectured and explained that there's four different levels of atonement. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responded. He said, Shloi shehen. There's only really three levels of atonement that they're split up, that a certain types of averus need this level, and other higher, more stringent averus need a higher level. Now, the fourth one that you mentioned, b'tshuva, and repentance, that's not one of the categories to say that it's the fourth category. Rather, that's im kol echad ve'echad. Each one of those three categories of levels of atonement in that hierarchy, the fourth component is actually in all three. You need to have tshuva with all those levels, as the Gemara explains. Avar al aseh b'shav, if a person violated a positive commandment, he did not commit the positive commandment, and he did repentance, as we're saying that each one needs tshuva, then the person does not leave from there until he's already forgiven. Shema, like it says, the pasuk says, "Shuvu vanim shevavim, return wayward sons." And the pasuk there continues, "Erpa meshubay sechem, I will heal your waywardness." Now that sounds like right away after the person does the tshuva. So you see that there are certain averes which tshuva itself already provides the atonement. If someone violates a negative prohibition and does tshuva, then tshuva ta'ilav yom kippur mechaba. Then it's already upping it. That then repentance will suspend the judgment, and only with yom kippur will provide the atonement. Shneimar says a pasuk in Meyikra. Says ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, because on this day, the day of yom kippur, Hashem will atone upon you mikol chateisichem, from all your sins. So you see that there's certain averes that need yom kippur. Now, even greater, aval krisis or mises bezdin vasa tshuva. If someone violated an ister that brings upon him karis or mises bezdin and he does tshuva, then tshuva v'yom kippurim teilin, then tshuva, repentance, together with yom kippur, even that will not provide the total atonement. It will suspend the judgment, v'yisur memarkin, and then afflictions will then purge the person from that sin. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in teilim, ufakadati b'shevet pisham, I will punish their sins with the rod, ubinagor mavoinim, and their iniquities with plagues, and therefore you see that there's certain averes that need also additionally yisurim, afflictions, and therefore it would make sense to say that the lesser prohibition, the lesser violation, gets the lesser of the level of atonement, and that's why we're saying asei is a retshuva, lois asei is with yom kippur, and then for the krisis and misabazin, they require yisurim too. However, avamish yesh chil Hashem b'yodeh, someone that, however, has the sin of desecrating Hashem's name, that is, he sins and therefore causes other people to sin, which is the greatest desecration of Hashem's name, ein lekoich b'tshuva litlois. There is no merit in his repentance to suspend the judgment, v'loi b'yom kippurim l'chaper, and there is no strength enough of Yom Kippur to provide atonement, v'loi b'yisur l'marik, and the afflictions don't have enough to purge him of his sin, el kulan teilin. Rather, all these components of tshuva, yom kippurim, and yisurim, they all suspend the judgment. Umisa mamarkas. However, the only thing that will purge him of his sin of chil Hashem will be death. Shneimar like says a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says v'nigla v'aznoi, that it was revealed to my ears through Hashem tzavakas, which means say the prophet is saying Hashem told me in my ear, imichuper ha'oven hazeh lachem, if this sin is going to be forgiven for you, that's atemus, until when you die. So therefore we see that there are certain averes that the only atonement will come with death, and that's the most stringent of them all, which is that of chil Hashem, of desecrating Hashem's name, especially since the whole purpose of the world was for the glory of Hashem's name. Now the Gemara asks, heichidami chil Hashem, what is a conceptualization of this violation of desecrating Hashem's name? So Rav said, kegoina no. For example, if let's say me, ishakilna bistra mitavcha, if I were to purchase meat from the butcher, v'lo yehivna d'me la'altan, I wouldn't pay him right away, and rather I'd be late in paying him. So he's going to say, I'm a robber, I'm a thief, I'm not paying him, and therefore he's going to come to be lax and to disgrace the violation of gezel. So I'm going to be thought of as a sinner, I'm going to be causing other people to sin. That's chil Hashem. Now, Abaye qualifies then, he says, Leishonu el-ba'asr de-lei tavi. That halacha of Rav was only said in a place where they do not summon, they do not claim their monies, and that is the butcher doesn't go to people collecting the bills that they owe him. Rather, it's the purchaser that has to come to the house of the butcher and pay him up. Ba'asr, the tavi leslamba. However, if it's a place in the type of location where the butcher goes around collecting his monies, then we're not concerned because no one's going to say that he's a robber, because everyone knows that people take on credit and you have to come knocking on the door and say, you owe me money. And therefore, even if Rav didn't pay right away, there wouldn't be a case of chil Hashem. Now, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Umasa Machasya, which was the place where Ravina lived, was Asra Ditavihu. That's a place where the butchers and the retailers, they do claim their money. And therefore, if a great person, Latam HaChacham, like Ravina Rav, would not pay right away, that would not be a chil Hashem. Now, related to this, the Gemara tells that Abaya, who was very concerned about this chil Hashem component of being a Talmid Chacham and being suspected of not paying right away, k'deshokel bistra mitrei shutvi, when he would purchase meat from partners, Yahav zuzulahai bezuzulahai. He would give a coin to this one and a coin to this one because maybe the other partner doesn't know he gave money to the other one, and that would be a component of Chil Hashem. Because he's going to think, oh, look at this Abaya, this great Talmud Chacham, he's not paying me. Then he would bring the two partners together. Then they would make a calculation how much he paid each partner, and then they would give him the amount of meat that was relates to how much money he gave each one. But he would first give each one that they should know that he's paying on time, because that each partner might not know, and that would be a cause for Chil Hashem. He says a case of Chil Hashem would be Kegoyin Anof. For example, someone like me, if I would go and walk 4 amos without Torah, without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin, where not everybody knows that I'm weak from my learning, which I really am not capable of learning right now. However, they're going to learn from me to say, oh, look, Rabbi Yechanan, he's not learning right now, he's taking a nice stroll. And that would be a case of Chil Hashem, because people would learn from me to say, oh, he's not careful, we don't have to be careful. Yitzchak de Rabbi Yana, he says, whenever the person's friends are embarrassed from what they're talking about him in the street because of the bad name that he has, that's a desecration of Hashem's name. He says another example is, for example, if people are saying, what would be a case of that they're embarrassed of what they're saying about him, is that they're saying that, you know, Hashem should be moichel him, Hashem should forgive him, his creator, for the things that he does. That would be a case of a bad shmua, which that would be a cause for Chil Hashem. Abayam, he says, Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'yahavta es Hashem lekecha, that you should love Hashem your God. Now, what that requires is, not only that you should love Hashem your God, but sheyeheshim shemayim misahiv al yotcha, that the name of heaven, that of Hashem, should become beloved through you to your friends. So it's not just v'yahavta that you should love, it should be that everyone should love Hashem, your God, through the actions that you do. Which means, shehekar, the person, every individual, should read Chumash, b'shayinu, should learn Mishnayis, mishtamish Talmud Chachamim, and should serve Talmud Chachamim, Talmudic scholars. They should learn Talmud, which is the resolution of the contradictions of the Mishnayis. What's the reason for them? Where do we know the sources from? That's why you have to serve Talmud Chachamim, who could explain to you the contradictions and the intricacies of the halacha of Talmud. Now, once you learn Torah, you know the correct thing to do in life, then you should go ahead and interact with people with proper derech eretz, with calmness. Then, mahabriyas or misalav, what are people going to say about this Talmud Chacham, this Talmudic scholar? Oh, ashrei avav shalim de Torah, praiseworthy is this person's father that taught him Torah. Ashrei rabbi shalim de Torah, praiseworthy is this teacher that taught him Torah. Woe to people, the creations in the world, the other people that don't learn Torah. Because look, plainly shalom Torah. Look at this person who's learning Torah. Ru'u kamenom drachav. Look how peaceful, look how sweet are his ways. Kamen mesukonim ma'isav. How beautiful, how fixed are his actions. Alav hakasav aymer. Regarding such a person, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the yarmer li, that Hashem says regarding me, avdi ati Yisrael, that you are my slave, my servant, the Jewish people. Asher b'cha espar, that through you I become glorified. That is a cause for Kiddush Hashem. That's what a person should do to make Hashem's name misahiv. Look at people. People are going to say, wow, look at this Talmud Chacham. Look what a life he lives. Look how honest he is. Look how his integrity. But someone that learns Chumash, learns Mishnayis, serves Talmud Chacham, he learns Gemara. But however, his business dealings are not faithful. He does not talk calmly and peacefully to people. What do people say about such a Talmud Chacham? What is such a person that he learns Torah? Woe to his father that taught him Torah. Rabbi Shalom Torah. Woe to his teacher that taught him Torah. Because look, plainly shalom Torah, look at this person. What did he do? He learned Torah. Ru'ukam mukhokol ma'isav, look how distorted are his actions. Ve'kam mukhokol ma'isav, look how disgusting are his paths. V'alav ha'kasav ha'im, regarding such a person, the pasuk in Yecheskel says, where the pasuk there is in Yecheskel lamed vav chaf, where it starts off the pasuk, v'yaveh el ha'goyim ha'shabosham, the Jewish people will come to the nations that are there, v'ichalu ha'shem kachay, and they will desecrate my holy name, because the nations will say regarding the Jewish people, Am Hashem Eila, this is the nation of Hashem. Umarotzi Yitzo, and they left his land. Now, as Rashi explains, this pasuk is describing Chil Hashem. Because when a dignified person, a Talmudic scholar, he violates an avera and he gets punishments, Now, regarding such a person, people say, look, what did Torah help him? What's the point of anything? Torah is bad and it ruins and it has all these negative things. Because look at all these chassidim, these chacham. Look at all the evil that's befalling them. As it says in the pasuk, "Ve'chalu Hashem kachi," they will desecrate my holy name. How are they desecrating Hashem's name? By the nations saying regarding them that look, they're in gullus amongst us. Look, ru'u am Hashem eila, and Hashem can't save them, and they're leaving His land, and therefore it's going to come out a chil of Hashem's name, and Hashem's honor is going to be diminished. That comes about because of the way the Jewish people are acting. That reflects poorly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the punishments are really commensurate with what they're doing bad. Therefore, that's considered a chil Hashem when a Talmudic Chacham either acts negatively or because of what he does, which are bad, which he gets punished, these things cause a chil Hashem. Now, the Gemara begins a series of different teachings relating to the idea of Gedei L'Tshuva, how great is repentance. And there's many different greatnesses inherent in Tshuva. So first, Amr B'chamer B'chanina, he says, Gedei L'Tshuva, how great is repentance, Shemaviya Rifus La'ilam, it brings healing to the world. Shnemach, like it says a pasuk in Hosea, Erpa Meshuvasim, I will heal their waywardness, Oyhavim Nedava, I will love them, a loving of Nedava, of gifting. And we see that it creates a healing through the Tshuva that they do. Reb Chama Reb Chanina Rami. Now, Reb Chama Chanina, he posed a fine contradiction. Now, it says in the Pasuk Siv, it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shuvu Vanim Shevavim, repent, wayward sons. Dimikara Shevim Atim, which sounds like that initially you were Shevim, you were wayward. In other words, when you do Tshuva, it sounds like the Pasuk Hashem will consider the people that did the Averis, oh, you did it because you were foolish, you were young, you were immature. That's what it's saying, that you were vanim shevavim, you were wayward sons, you were just exploring, you didn't know what was true. But once you do tshuva, I'll consider it that it was only because you were too immature to understand. However, uchsiv erpa meshuvay seichem, there's another, the pasuk says that I will heal your waywardness. Now that sounds like that even from here on, the person will always be looked upon like someone that's a blemish that got healed, that there's always something lacking in that person. That I will heal Meshuvah Seichem, but it's Meshuvah Seichem, that you have this waywardness inside of you. Now, that's two different ways of looking at a person. Either that you didn't really mean to do bad, you just were young and immature and you didn't know what you were doing, but now you have your Seichel in your head, and that is totally like behind you. The other way of looking is, I will heal your waywardness, but there's something inside of you. You had this bad midah, and I got rid of it. Which one is it? And the Gemara says, Lo kasha, it's not a difficulty. Kan mi'ahava. When someone does tshuva out of love for Hashem, then it totally uproots the beginning of that sin. And we don't even look at him as shevavim. We say, oh, the person didn't get it. They were wayward. They were just immature. And now they get it. He loves Hashem. This is the beautiful life. That is something that is behind the person. Count me year. When it's done out of fear, however, although it's healed, but it's still some sort of a blemish on the person, the sins that he had done. And that's the difference if it's done tshuva mehava or tshuva meyira. Similarly, Rabbi Huda Rami, he posed a contradiction also with one of those psukim. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Shuvu vanim shevavim, that return wayward sons, Erpa meshuvay seichem, as we said, that's the second half of the pasuk, I will heal your waywardness. Now, what that sounds like is, however, but the Baal Shuvah is called banim, are called sons. Ksiv, however, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Ki anechi be'al tebechem, because I lord over you, v'lekachti eschem, and I will take you, Echad me'ir v'shnai me'mishpacha, one from a city, two from a family. However, it sounds like that the Baal Tshuva is called an Eved, is called a slave, a servant. So which one is the Baal Tshuva considered like Banim, like sons, or like Vadim, like servants? The Gemara says, Lo kasha, kan mi'ahava o mi'ir. When the person does Tshuva out of love or out of fear for Hashem, then the person is called Banim to Hashem. Kan al-yidei yisurin. However, when the person does Tshuva, that is, he only pushes himself, he was only triggered to do tshuva through afflictions, then the person, although he's considered an eved for Hashem, but he's not a ben to Hashem. And it's only if someone on his own, because of love for Hashem or fear for Hashem, is called a ben, but if it required afflictions to bring him back, then he's called an eved to Hashem. Amar B'Levi said, G'dog l'tshuva, again, how great is repentance, shamagas at kisei hakavod, it reaches all the way to the throne of glory of Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk in Hosea, Shuvu Yisrael at Hashem Lekecha, return the Jewish people up until Hashem your God, meaning it reaches all the way to Hashem, up until the Kisei HaKavod. Continue on to Amud Beis, where The Gemara continues on this theme. Amar b'yichnan, gedele tshuva, how great is repentance, shedeiche es loises shabbat Torah, that actually pushes aside a negative prohibition in the Torah, that of lo yuchel bai laharishan, that is, if a husband divorces his wife, and then she marries someone else in between, he cannot then go ahead and remarry her. However, Shenemet says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamer, Hashem said, saying, Hing yishalach ish es ishti. Now, behold, if a man sends away his wife, he divorces her, and then she goes away from him and marries another man. Can he then take her back? However, that land was totally chanuf, and you were immoral with many different paramours, with many different people. And yet, in spite of that, so in spite of the fact that the Jewish people, who are, so to speak, the wife of Hashem, they have strayed and were with many different men, in other words, for many different avodah zarah, many different sins, and yet still Hashem says, I will take you back. And therefore we see that how great is tshuva, that it, so to speak, will push aside a negative prohibition in the Torah, which on some levels, kibiyach, Hashem keeps the Torah, he will violate that loisa say to take back the Jewish people, because tshuva will be deicha that loisa say. Amar b'yin Yisrim Yechlin says, again, gedele tshuva, how great is repentance, shemekareves zagula, that it brings near the redemption. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, uvol etzion goyel, that a redeemer will come to tzion, to Eretz Yisrael, uleshavei fesha b'yakev, and to those who return from sin in the Jewish people. Now that the interpretation is, matam uvol etzion goyel, what is the reason, why will a redeemer come to the Jewish land, mishum deshavei fesha b'yakev, because there are those who return, do tshuva from sin in the Jewish people. So we see that tshuva is mekar v'sagula. Amar shleikish, gedele tshuva, how great is repentance, shezdeinois nasis lekishkogis, that a person's intentional sins will be considered like inadvertent sins. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk in Hosea, shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, return the Jewish people up until Hashem your God, ki chashalta b'avanecha, because you have stumbled in ravinus. Now, ha'ovan mezidhu, oven always connotes intentional sins, v'kakar lemichshol, and yet it's calling it a stumbling. So what that's coming to say is ki chashalta b'avanecha, that your oven, your intentional sin that was done b'mezidhu, will be considered like a michshol, that it will be considered like a shkaga when the person is shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, tshuva makes the intentional sins like inadvertent sins. Now the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so that this is what Rish Lakish said? But V'lam Rish Lakish said a different contradicting statement. He said, Gedele tshuva, how great is repentance, shedonis nasle kischuyis, that even a person's intentional sins, not only do they become like unintentional, they actually become merits to the person. All his sins turn into mitzvahs. Shenemaka says the pasuk in Yecheskel, Uvishuv rasha mirishase, that when the wicked will repent from his wickedness, v'asa mishpud tzedaka, and he'll do justice and righteousness, aleim hu yichya, on them he will actually live, which sounds like in everything that he has done, even the averus, will bring him to life. So we see that not only that it's not going to be like a shkaga, it's going to be zchuyas. So how did Rish Lakish say that the zedonos become like shkagas if he says they actually become like zchuyas? But the Gemara says, Likashim, kan mi'ahava, when he does repentance out of the love, then they become like merits. Kan mi'yira, when he does repentance out of fear and awe for Hashem, then the zaveris become like shkagas, but they don't become like zchuyas. Amr b'shmol b'anachmein amr b'yoynesin. Again, g'day l'tshuva, how great is repentance, shamareches shenoysev shaladim, that it lengthens the person's lifespan. Shalom, like it says, a pasuk in Yecheskel, uvishuv rasha mirshasei, that when the wicked will repent from his wickedness, and the pasuk there continues, chayo yichya, that he will continue to live, it lengthens a person's life. Now, amr b'yitzchak, that amr b'marava mishmeid de rabba b'amari, they said in Eretz Yisrael in the name of rabba b'amari, that boy re'e, come and see, that Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam, how different Hashem is from mortal man. Because Midas Basav Adam, the way that flesh and blood is, Maknidas Chavir Bedvarim, if someone teases and someone gets his friend upset with words. Now, Safik Mispais Hemenu, Safik Em Mispais Hemenu. Now, if someone bothers his friend, now when the person is coming to appease him, we're not sure if he'll be appeased or not, because he's upset at him. Vim Tem Mispais Hemenu, and if he will be appeased by him, Safik mispais bedvarim, it's doubtful if it'll be appeased just with you're asking, please forgive me. Safik im mispais bedvarim, and it's a doubt that, however, maybe just words will not be enough. Maybe you have to buy a gift, maybe you have to be doing something. So there's like a double doubt. Maybe he'll be appeased, maybe not, and maybe it won't be enough just with words. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam oiva aver b'seser, a person could sin in private where it shows that he's afraid of other people, but he doesn't care about Hashem. And still, mispais mimendivarim, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be appeased. Not only will he be appeased, just with words he'll be appeased. Shnem, like it says a pasuk in Hosea, "Kehu imochim devarim, take with you words, v'shuv el Hashem, and return to Hashem." So you see, just by saying Hashem, please, I'm sorry, please forgive me, that itself will already be appeased. How different is Hashem from regular people? V'lo yodin, not only that Hashem will be appeased, el shemachzik lo taiva, he'll actually consider what the person did as a favor, as good. Shnem, like it says over there in the pasuk, v'kach tov, and take good. Now, not only that, the pasuk considers a person that says with his words of the process of tshuva as if he actually sacrificed bulls for Hashem. Like the pasuk there says, that our lips will complete for ourselves like bulls. Now, you might think to say that means, yeah, obligatory bulls, which you have to bring anyway. On that tamalim, though, the pasuk there says afterwards, I will heal their waywardness. I have him nedava. They will be love of Nadava as if they're bringing a Nadava of power. That's how great and how different Hashem is, that just with words of tshuva, Hashem will be appeased and will consider this person to be doing all these greatnesses just with doing tshuva. Now, with that pasuk that we just brought, Tanya learned in the Braisa, how Yirmeyah Omer Meir would said, G'dayla tshuva, again, another component, how great is repentance, Shebishvil Yachid Sha'asa tshuva, that because of one individual that does repentance, Meichel N'chala Olam Kula, Hashem then forgives the entire world. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, "Erpe mishuvasam." I will heal their waywardness, meaning the whole world. Oyavim nedava, a love of nedava. Kishav api mimenu, because I have taken away my anger from him. Mihem loinem. It doesn't say from them because they did tshuva. El mimenu, from him, the individual. So one individual that does tshuva, and Hashem says, then I take away my anger from him. I heal all their waywardness. Amoichel, the entire world from their avers. Now the Gemara wants to know, heichid damim bal tshuva. What is considered someone that is a Baal Tshuva, that he's a person of repentance? So, Amar Yehuda says as it follows. Now, because although Tshuva is Charata Vida Azeva Sachet, that's to do Tshuva. But who's considered a Baal Tshuva? Someone that mastered the ideas of Tshuva, which Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, there are 20 levels. And the highest level is that the Gemara is going to say right now. K'goin Shabbos L'yodah Dvar Ver. For example, if let's say it came to a person, a sin that he had once before stumbled on, and he had sinned with this before. However, it comes to him, pam rishayna vishniya v'nitz lemeno. Comes to him one time, and a second time, and both times he has refused to succumb again to that sin. That's considered someone that has completed the ladder of tshuva. He's considered a full-fledged Baal tshuva. Now, Mach Rebbe Huda illustrated with his fingers, he said, it has to be Ba'isa Isha, with that woman. Ba'isa Perek, in that same situation. Ba'isa Makam, in that same location, in the same place. Which means to say that, since this is exactly the same how it was the previous time when he had stumbled, so that's a situation where his inclination could really overpower him and say, look, it's the same woman, it's the same place, it's the same timing, go, do it, you did it before, you're going to do it again, just do it again. So if someone was able to withstand exactly how it was, with the same components, which the Gemara is just picking a certain type of situation to describe it, however, if you have all those and you withstand it once and twice, that's a person that's a Baal Tshuva. Now, Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says that Rav posed the following contradiction regarding Tshuva. Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Nesufasha, praiseworthy is the person that his sins have been forgiven, Kisuchata, that his sins are covered over, which means to say that his sin has not been revealed. Yet Uchsivit says another pasuk in Mishlei, Mechasef Shob Lo Yatzlech, someone who covers over his sins will not be successful. So is a person supposed to reveal his sins or not? Another Gemara says, Loi Kash, it's not difficult. Ha Bechet Mefursim, when did we say that it's good for a person to admit and to be embarrassed and not deny that he has done wrong? Which is a public sin, everybody knows about it. So stop hiding, admit your guilt, take the busha, admit it, and that will be a component of atonement. Ha bechet she'enem aforsim. However, when did we say that one should not reveal his sin? That was when it's not public. People don't know about it. Now, that goes into the glory of Hashem. It's for Hashem's honor, that because the more a person is going to publicize it, says, yeah, I did this thing, you know, I didn't mean to. But that diminishes the honor of Hashem because it shows that people are not so nizer, and it shows that people are not so caring about the fact that they sin. That's where we say that person should be mechasa his pshav. However, when it's public anyway, then the person should not try to cover over and cover up, because everyone knows about it anyways. Then he should go ahead and reveal it. That's one approach. Rav Zutta bar Tuvia Amar Rav Nachman, he says another way to resolve the contradiction. When he has sinned to his friend, then he should reveal it to many people so that they should go ahead and ask from that person forgiveness and say, look, I did this to him. So that's a situation where you should reveal your sin so that they could appease that person to forgive you. When it's a sin between man and God, no one else should hear about it. It should be kept private so that as a way of keeping the covered Shemayim intact, that people shouldn't know that, yeah, you know, I did this sin. You know, that should be kept between the person and God. It's time to learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer says, Adam oiva avera pam rishayna. If a person transgresses a sin one time, so they forgive him. Shnia, a second time, again, they forgive him. Shlishis, the third time, Hashem still forgives him. Revius, if he goes and does the sin a fourth time, ain't Meichelai. Then they don't forgive him. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Amis. Koyim Hashem, this is what Hashem says. Ashleisha pishi Yisrael, on three of the sins of the Jewish people. Val arba lo yashavin, however, on the fourth one, I will not come back. Vayman, it also says similarly, a pasuk in Eiv. Hen kol elo yifal kel. All these things God has done. Pamayim sholashim gover, three times with the person. Fourth times after that, then Hashem doesn't forgive the person. Now, the Gemara says, Maivo Ema, why do we have to bring another pasuk if it's clear from the first pasuk this idea of three and not four? Now, Vachita Mahani Mili Bitziba, I would think to say that's told by the Jewish people as a public, where it says Pisha Yisrael, the Jewish people, Al Biyach Eloi, but the same thing wouldn't be by individual. To Hashem, that's what they bring the pasuk in Eve that says, Hen Kol Eli Yifal Kel, Pamayim Sholosh Im Gover, even with a person, with an individual, has the same process of the first three times being forgiven, but four and on not, as the Gemara, some Girsos have this, Mikam ve'elech imeichelai, from here and on, he's not forgiven, Shnei Melech says a pasuk, al shleisha pishi Yisrael, on the three sins of the Jewish people, val arba le'shaven, however, on the fourth one and on, I will not forgive the person that does, or the Jewish people that do those sins. Tarban Linda Braisa, averis shehizvada le'en yom kippurim zeh, regarding the sins that a person has said confession about them on this Yom Kippur, lo yisvad aleim Yom Kippur ma'achad. You should not repeat that confession the following year on Yom Kippur. Vimshana behen. However, if the person repeated that sin again, then tzarach lesvad Yom Kippur ma'achad. Then, of course, you have to say that in the confession again because you repeated the sin and therefore you need vidui as a component of tshuva. However, vimloishana behen. However, if you did not repeat that sin this past year, v'chazav esvad aleim, and you did anyway repeat it in your confession, Allah HaKasav Aymer, regarding such a person, says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kekelev Shaval Keya, like the dog that goes back to his vomit, is Ksil Shan Bivalti, is a fool who repeats his transgressions, and therefore, why are you going back and repeating your transgressions? If it's something you didn't do anymore, it's like going back, like the dog going back to what he had vomited up. However, Blessed Ben Yaakov Aymer, he argues, he says, no, Kol Shekin Shu Meshubach, all the more so is the person praiseworthy if he didn't even repeat the sin and he's still saying vidui for it the following Yom Kippur. Shnemelik says a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki feshoi ani eda, because my sins I know, v'chatasi negdi tamid, and my sins are always opposite me. Which means to say that the person that's saying vidui, he's saying, look, I know I did this sin, and I know it's something that it's still there, and it's not totally forgiven for me. And therefore, that's praiseworthy when a person does that, when he says, look, I realize I sinned, even though it was 3 years ago, and 4 years ago, and 5 years ago. He's praiseworthy by saying vidui. Elamani mekayim kekelab shaval keyev agrim. So how do I fulfill the pasuk that's saying that if someone returns to his sins that he had done wrong, that it's like a dog going back on his vomit? And the Gemara says, Rav Huna said, Kivin sha'avar adam aveira, if once a person transgresses a sin, v'shana ba, and he repeats it, hutrulai, it's permitted for him. Now the Gemara jumps on that, hutrulai salkadayatech, when you think that it's permitted for a person because he violated the Isra two times, it's not an Isra for him anymore? Elaim, rather say, nasis loy keheter, becomes for him like it's permitted. And that's what it means, kekelev shaval kei, like a dog who, the first time he ate something disgusting, now he vomited up, he's going back to it. That's the same thing with a person that shayna bevalte, that repeats his sin, not talking about vidui, repeating your confession of that sin, because that actually is praiseworthy. We're talking about actually something that repeats his sin. Once you do it twice, it seems like something that's, it seems like it's okay. You get used to doing it. It doesn't bother you so much anymore. It's not like kiheter. That's like a dog who, once he eats something disgusting and then he goes back to the vomit again, that's already a procedure that, like the dog, is the same thing as this person. He's continuously will continue to go back there because it doesn't seem to him like a disgusting thing, like the dog with the vomit. Same thing with the person and this aver. Now, another component is halacha vidui. V'tzarich lifrid esachet. The person has to delineate the sin itself. When he says his vidui, he has to say, this sin was what I did. He can't just say, Hashem, I was bad, I did wrong, please forgive me. He has to specify the sin. Shnem, like it says a pasuk in Shemais, where it says in Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, V'yashav Moshe al Hashem, v'yomer, that Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Hashem and he said, Ona, please, chata ha'om hazeh chata gedayla. This nation has sinned a great sin. And then he was specific. V'yasu lehem elihezav, and they made for themselves golden gods. So therefore you see that it wasn't enough that he said that they sinned great sin, which was vidui. He actually specified, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you have to specify the sin that you did in the procedure of vidui. Kivai Mehi says, no. It says, as we brought the passage before, Ashri Nesuf Asha, praiseworthy is the one that his sins are forgiven, Kisuchata, who covers his sins. You shouldn't say it out. Because again, that makes it light. When you talk about it, it's something that you get used to. Don't talk about it. Just say, Hashem, I sinned, and that's enough. But then what is it that Moshe said, that they made for themselves golden gods? I thought a person shouldn't, according to Rabbi Kiva, specify what they had done wrong. Now the Gemara says, that he didn't mention the sin because of the halacha of being mefarid. Rather, because he wanted to diminish the severity of the sin, and thereby saying to Hashem that you caused it to them, therefore don't punish them so much. Like Rabbi Yannai said, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the World. It's the gold and silver that you increased upon the Jewish people. Until they said enough, which they got all the spoils when they left Egypt. That's what caused them to do the golden gods, that of the Egel Hazav. And therefore he was trying to say, when he specified what the sin was, to show Hashem, you know why they did the golden calf? It was your fault, so to speak, on some level, because you gave them so much money, as the Gemara Brachas illustrates it, with a person that had a very beautiful son, gave him to eat, gave him to drink, and he put this huge purse full of coins on his neck, and he put him by the house of the prostitutes. Now, what should the person do and not sin? You're putting him in the lion's den. And that's the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem. Of course, we don't have to be mefarad. Actually, we tried not to say the sin. But he was saying it in a way of minimizing the sin of the Jewish people by holding Hashem to task on this on some level, kibayachal, by saying that you gave them so much money, that's why they did the sin. Now, regarding this topic of specifying the sin or not, the Gemara brings the following idea. Shnei pranosim tovim amdu lehem liyisrael. There were two great leaders for the Jewish people. Were Moshe v'David, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. Moshe said, Yikasiv surchani, I want my sin to be mentioned in my book, that of the Torah. Shnem, like it says, a puzzling by Midbar. It says that Hashem said to Moshe, Yan lo yaman to be lakdisheni, because you didn't trust in me to sanctify me, which was that he had hit the rock instead of spoken to the rock. And we find that wherever it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it says the sin that he did that caused his death. And therefore we see that it was pleasing to Moshe Rabbeinu that in his sefer should be written his sin. However, David HaMelech said, Al Yikasiv Sarchani, I don't want my sin to be written out. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, that David HaMelech said, Ashri Nesuf Esha, praiseworthy is the person that has his sins forgiven, Kisuchata, that his sins are covered over, and therefore it's not mentioned. Now, the Gemara says, Masal de Moshe b'David l'maha David HaMelech. What can we compare this, primarily that of Moshe, and to that of David? Why did David not want it to be revealed? But Moshe Rabbeinu, which generally we would think that would be, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that it should be covered over, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want it to be revealed, the sin that he did? So that the Gemara says, L'shtei noshim shalaka b'bezlin. It could be compared to two women that got lashes in Bezlin. Now, however, they got lashes for different reasons. Achas kilkala. One woman was Mizana, she had extramarital affair when she was married to her husband. Now, although that gets death, the Hasra, the punishment always is commensurate with the Azhar, with the warning you get. Now, the Edim that gave her Hasra, that gave her warning, only said that, you know, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. So she got Malkus for that. The Achas Achla Pagishvies. Now, the other woman, she ate the figs that were not ripened yet totally. They weren't totally ripe. Now, the Torah tells us regarding Shemitah, it says in the Pasuk, V'hisa sheves ha'aretz lechem la'ochla. Now, the resting of the land should be for you for eating, which the drasha is that la'ochla v'loy lehafsit. That the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to go ahead and cultivate the land and fertilize and do all these things. You're allowed to just eat the produce, but not to ruin it. Now, on some level, if this woman that was eating the unripe figs is like hefsit, you're ruining it because it's not fit for eating it because it's not totally ripe. So she got Malkus for consuming the fruits of Shemitah year because it wasn't yet eligible for eating. It was like ruining it. Now, so Amr Lahen, Oysa Sha'achli Pagishviz. So the woman that was getting lashes because she violated eating unripe figs on the Shemitah year, she told them, B'bakash Mechem, please, I beg of you, Hidihu al Mahi Laika, let it be known why she, meaning a reference to herself, is getting lashes. That people shouldn't say the same thing that that woman's getting lashes for, because she was Mizana, that this woman's getting the lashes for the same idea. So Haviu Pagishvius Vitola Bitsavar. So they brought out unripe dates of the Shemitah and they hung it on this woman's neck. They announced in front of her and they said, Al Iske Shvius Hilaika, you want to know she's getting lashes because she ate from the produce of Shemitah that it was considered like ruining it and not like it was eaten. Now that's the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Dor HaMidbar, the generation in the desert, they died in the Midbar because they believed the Meraglim, which was a great defiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu died in the Midbar only because he said, Shimonu HaMoirim, because he said, listen, and he hit the rock instead of talking to it. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu said, let it be known, my sin, why I'm dying and not going to Eretz Yisrael, that people shouldn't say that I was Mekalkel, so to speak, like Mezana, Tachas Baila, the same thing like the Dor HaMidbar, that they would believe the Meraglim and not Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want it to be known so that people don't think that I'm getting punished for the same reason as the people who believe the Meraglim. Now, continuing on this theme about being Mefarsim, about publicizing sins, the Gemara tells us that Mefarsim Mesachanafim, we're supposed to publicize the fakers. And these are wicked people who show themselves like they're righteous and pious, but if someone recognizes that they're really a fake and a phony, it's a positive commandment to publicize that. And the reason is Mechil Hashem, because a desecration of Hashem's name. Because although people will think, wait a second, why are you outing that person? That's a desecration. You're showing that Talmudic scholars are not real. It's not true. Because, first of all, people are going to learn from that person because they're going to think he's a tzaddik, and he's not. And therefore, you want to expose that person. Moreover, that person is going to get punished because he's not really a righteous person. Now, people are going to say, oh, look, this great Talmud Chacham, this great tzaddik, and look at all the bad things that are happening to him. You want to expose that to show he's not really a tzaddik and he deserves the punishments that he's getting so that it shouldn't be a chil Hashem. Shnemach, it says a pasuk in Yecheskel, uvishuv tzaddik mitzidkei v'asa avol, that when the righteous person stops doing his righteousness and he does sin, v'nesati michshol lefanav. So Hashem says, I will place a stumbling block in front of him, which means to say that Hashem says, I will cause him to do a public sin that everyone will see that he stumbled, so everyone can know that he's really a fake. And therefore, that's the same idea that we're supposed to emulate Hashem, and therefore we're supposed to do the same thing. We're supposed to expose and to ensnare the person and show him that he's also a fake and a phony, that people should know that it shouldn't be a chil Hashem. Now, related to these ideas, the Gemara says that tshuvas hamuchlatin, the repentance of people that have already been decided, that in other words, they're totally wicked people, their repentance is still ma'akeves ha'paronis. It still withholds the punishments. And that's v'afa pishenechtem alav gizar din shel paronis, even though he has already been decreed on this rasha, a decree of punishment, doing tshuva will still withhold, it will still hold back the paronis, the punishments. Related to this, shalvas rishoim, the peace of the wicked ones, sefer takala ultimately will bring bad, and that's because that the person will just have it easy and they'll be able to sit around all day and think about averis, what to do. That itself is that shalva, which we might be jealous of them, actually will be sefer takala, will bring a michshol to that person. The harashis and rabbanis, positions of authority, mikaberes es baleho, it buries those who have that position. Like it says in the pasuk, the Yomas Yosef, that Yosef, who he was the king, he died first before all his brothers. That is, Arim nichnas lova, Arim yatzim menor, positions of power, of rabbanis, of leadership, a person comes in naked into it, and he leaves it naked. And v'lvai shetehe yitziah, were the person lucky, were he to leave from that position without sin, kibia, like he was when he came into that position of authority. As the Gemara illustrates this, that Rav, Kavanofik Lemaidin Dina, when he would go to judge a court case, Amar Hachi would say the following idea. It says, Bitzvu Navshe, with his own will, meaning a reference to himself, Liktali Nafik, he's going out to be killed, which means say because he's carrying a sin that if he errs in din, it's going to cause something that will cause him to die. And Utsvu Besi Lesu Avad, and he's him, meaning a reference to himself, he's not even doing the needs of his house because he's busy judging a court case in Bezin. Verekin Labesi Azan, he goes home empty handed. He didn't even gain anything because the dying cannot get paid. V'levai shetehei bia, and were he lucky, meaning reference to himself, that his coming back home, kitzi, will be the same as he left home, which means to say without sin. So this is the idea, again, that the positions of authority, although people might think it's great, it has all these catches, which is regarding that, as Rav would say, when they go to the Beis Din, look at all the things he's putting up with. Rav Akiva nafik ledina amar hachim, and Rav would go to Beis Din, he would say the following idea, and we continue on top of Pei Zayin and Aleph, b'tzfu nafshe l'ketol nafik, by his own will, he's going to be killed, meaning reference to himself, b'tzfu beisei lesu'avad, he's not even doing the needs of his household, v'reken lebeisei ozel, and he's going back empty-handed to his house, v'levai sh'tei biya k'yitzia, and again, were he to go back home, the way he left his home in the same place with the same not having sin because of the difficulties and the challenges of the positions of rabbanus, of authority, and specifically in this case, of being on the Beis Din.